What's that sound?
Fifi, Bev, and Nick's.
Yes!
$50,000 secret sound.
RuPaul, go! On the fly. Hey, we nailed that one!
Yeah!
That was totally done on one attempt. Hello, Tim Lee.
Hello, Aaron Rich.
How
afternoon's
are you?
Announcer of 101.9 The Fox.
Morning's announcer to yourself. How was the weekend?
I got my bike license at Ride Tech. Shout out to Ride Tech in Sandringham. I got my bike license a couple of weeks ago. Picked up a bike from Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Drove it up. Bloody the East Link going 90 kilometers per hour. Nearly pooped myself.
It didn't take you long, did it? To get your.
No,
I feel like you just did it literally a couple of weeks ago.
I know. And now I'm riding around on a death trap from 1999, a little Honda. It's amazing. How was your weekend?
Well, hang on. I'm more curious about this bike. I mean, you just don't come across as the bikey type.
What do you mean? I'm cool, Aaron. I'm a cool dude. Haven't you seen my leather jacket before?
I was
before?
Just about to say, you do rock a leather jacket quite a bit. Is that because you just been waiting to be join the biker club? Or?
For anyone listening, I'm 38 years of age. I am just about to start crashing into that midlife crisis wall. What did you get up to, Jorgen?
What did I get up to? I did more gardening, actually. I did a little bit more gardening on Saturday afternoon.
Well, listener of this podcast, who's the cooler DJ, do you think? The guy with the leather jacket and the motorbike? I reckon that guy.
Well, now on gardening, if anyone hit me up on Insta at Aaron Rich, if anyone can help me get rid of the gardening rubbish that I now have.
No, you just wait until it's nighttime, the night before your bins go out, and you put it in other people's bins.
Good
there
idea.
Are people screaming at their devices.
Yeah, okay, what are we?
Click this for the money! For the clothes!
Exactly right. We are here to talk Fifi Favonix $50,000 secret sound. We'll go through the two incorrect answers from this morning. We'll recap all the clues.
Yep.
Anything else that we should be covering off on this podcast, do you think?
I reckon that's about it.
That's about it. Shall we get to it? All right.
Yep.
Jess from Pakenham, her guess with Fifi Favonix this morning was?
I think it is folding in the arms on a pair of safety glasses.
But Jess, that is not the secret.
Oh,
folding in a pair of safety glasses. Goggles? Safety glasses. Glasses, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Which you can buy from Bunnings.
You can buy from Bunnings, but not it.
And looking at the clues that we're about to give, some of them work with that as well.
How so? You've got the clues in front of you.
Do we want to do that?
Yeah. How does that work? How does it work for you? Because I'm
transparent was one of the clues.
Yes. Yeah.
The other clue was plastic fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for the third clue, you'll have to wait until the end of this episode.
Hey, let's go for incorrect guess number two.
Hey,
Sarah. I'll do that again. Sarah's. Wait, one day we'll nail this. By the end of it.
Oh, you're not going to do a retake. You're keeping all that gold in.
Keep it all right, in. Keep it all in. By the end of it,
Hang on. How come you're keeping that in, but you didn't keep in the one where you started it and you dropped the F bomb and then was.
Some decency's needed, Tim. All right, here we go. Sarah from Glenroy.
Hey, so my guess is once they've mixed the paint up at Bunnings, they shake it up, put it down, and they hit the top of it with a little metal tool before they open it.
Yeah.
So that is my guess.
Sarah?
Yes?
That is not the secret
sauce. Oh.
What do you think of that guess? I'm trying to picture it. I haven't bought paint from Bunnings. The only time I bought paint, was during COVID. But I haven't actually gone to Bunnings and bought paint, so.
I know exactly what she's talking about. The sound, I would imagine, is not as mechanical. I don't know. Because that's like a hammer, so it's a human hand hitting it. I don't know. That would come down with more force, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think so, because it's kind of like a.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd imagine it being. Because those lids are quite harsh. Like
Aaron, an expert on hard, fast banging. Sandwich was the third clue today.
Sandwich. Was the third clue. So should we quickly recap all the clues we've got so far?
Yes.
We've got durable. We've got sandwich.
Yeah.
We've got plastic fantastic.
Wasn't there something about underwater at one point?
Oh, waterproof.
Waterproof.
We've got waterproof.
Waterproof.
We've got Bunnings. And that's it.
Feels like there might be one that we're missing, but you know what?
Go back into the podcasts and find it.
That's what I was going to say.
Hey, all right, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning or this morning, whenever you're listening to this wonderful, potentially award-winning production podcast, would you say?
If you are listening to this before 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning, make sure you're listening live to The Fox as Fev undertakes a world record catching an NFL footy from 198 metres, the massive mark.
How fast do you think the ball will come down?
Fast enough to kill him. I reckon we're going to go from a 3 to 2 person show. That's what I put my money on that on Sportsbet.
See you.
See you. Bye.